Hello, students, staff, and communities of Placer Union High School District. I'm Sarah Rapp, the Communications Officer, and I welcome you to Episode 8 of our podcast, The Point. In this episode, Superintendent O'Malley and Deputy Superintendent Dr. Caminiti highlight performing arts in our district. Due to busy schedules, we were only able to meet up with one school's group, but there will be a few productions taking place this spring in our district. Take a listen to Placer's teacher, Mr. Jason Long, and some of his amazing cast members who share how being a part of this program has positively impacted their lives. We hope you are all able to attend these incredible shows where the talents of our students truly shine.
Welcome to The Point Podcast. Mr. O'Malley, have you ever been on stage for a production?
Oddly enough, yes.
And what was that show?
I did drama back in high school 3 of 4 years. And to be completely honest, I think I was the lead in 12 Angry Jurors because we didn't have enough male kids in the performance. But I know I was the lead on that.
And you were juror number?
Whatever Henry Fonda was in the movie. I don't remember what that was. I have been on stage and enjoyed the heck out of it, to be honest. How about you, Dr. Caminiti, have you been on stage?
I have as well. It was something that after I graduated high school, I got really excited about doing it. And it was fun. And it got me out of my shell. And I think we're going to see some kids on our campuses, but especially Placer High School, where we're going to go visit Mr. Long, has an amazing drama program.
I had the opportunity to go up to Colfax this fall and watch their performance of The Outsiders. The set was great. The acting was great. Miss Mitchum did a phenomenal job with those young actors and actresses. And yeah, I'm looking forward to see what rolls out this spring.
Let's go. We are here at the beautiful Placer High School. Mr. Long, introduce yourself and the student next to you.
Yes, so my name is Jason Long. I teach drama as well as a bunch of other classes at Placer High School. Today we're talking about drama, though, so I'll stick to that. And I have with me one of my students who I will let introduce herself.
I'm Diana. I'm a senior, and I've been doing theater since sophomore year.
And Diana is one of the cast members in the current show.
Yeah. Mr. Long, give us your history of Placer in the arts as far as drama goes. Like, how long have you been doing this? What's your favorite play that you've done? Those kind of things.
Good question. So I started here in 1999. I did a little break in the middle in the early years when I moved to New York and Boston and Chicago to perform with the Blue Man Group. And then back in 05, 06, I've got a lot of favorite shows. We did a show here called Trap by Stephen Gregg, one of our playwrights we love. In fact, last year he wrote an original play for us, but Trap was our first of his shows. Very interesting, scary. He calls it a documentary thriller. So it's a fake documentary, but the audience doesn't know that until the very end and realize they've all been trapped in the theater, and it's pretty spooky.
Diana, tell us just some of the highlights of your career here at Placer High School with drama.
When I first started, I was very shy, but with Jason's help and everything, I think throughout the years I've gotten a lot better, and that's definitely my biggest highlight. Like, I've improved a lot. I've been part of some really cool plays and some like amazing cast members. Yeah, I just love theater. It's my favorite way to express myself.
Did you have a favorite show that you were a part of?
I think probably the one he was talking about, The Footage, the one that Stephen Gregg wrote for us. It's like a space one, and I was like a shapeshifter. It was really cool.
So you were really shy, and yet you decided to join one of the most public activities on our campus. How did you do that and why?
I grew up loving theater. It's always been my favorite thing. I love singing. And I felt like sports and all of that, that's a cool way to get out there. But being on the stage is kind of an adrenaline rush too. And it's really cool just like seeing how you can be all these different people and knowing that like, sure, I can play a brave character and know that I'm actually brave myself.
My name's Anastasia. I've done 2 years of drama now. And my favorite show would be the first one I did, which was last spring. We did a musical called Ranked. It's a very interesting show, but it was my first, and it really helped me come out of my shell and want me to do more in theater.
What do you like most about the production piece of this? So I know how much time goes in with all the practices and, you know, sets and costumes and all that. When you look back at the end of a production, what is your favorite part?
I think my favorite part is really taking a look at your own character and getting to flesh it out the way you want it to. More than just what's on the page. You get to get the mentality of that character and learn something new about the show itself.
Mr. Long, tell us a little bit about the program here for students, how they get involved, some of the uniqueness of your program.
Sure. So a few years ago, I added the CTE Career Tech Ed credential to my long list of credentials. And with that, for both stage tech and professional theater, we added pathways. So for the actors as well as the tech side, we now have CTE pathways. On the acting side, there's basically Drama 1 class. That's Pro Theater 1, and that's a lot of drama activities and games. The two students that you are hearing from in this podcast, they attest to the fact that a lot of students struggle with putting themselves out there. A lot of them are a little shy, even though they might love theater. So that Drama 1 class is a really safe space for people to just come in and explore. And from that point on, they can audition for the shows. So usually we do a fall play and a spring musical or some kind of a spring show. In this case, we're not doing a musical this year. So it's a murder mystery comedy. Try to keep it spring feeling in some way. But typically it's a fall play, spring musical. And those are the students who are in Pro Theater 2 and 3, kind of finishing up that pathway usually.
I know as a drama teacher, it's like a coach, but if we put this similarities of a coach, the difference is there's no mid-game coaching that happens when you're the director of a show. How do you deal with that, work with it? What are some of proud moments as being a drama teacher and seeing your kids perform?
Yeah, it is an interesting analogy. It is a lot like coaching, sure. And we work closer and closer to our performance dates, you know, which would be like going into the full season or to the playoffs or something like that, right? It is a bit of a no-no, like you said, to give mid-game coaching, like at intermission. You don't want to run back and give notes if you can avoid it. Sometimes you can't, and you have to give a note maybe if the show's going in a certain direction that you don't want it to go in. So there are times where I do dip backstage, but I would say in general, one of the things I'm the most proud of here is that when it comes to showtime, I have very little to do with the running of the show that night. I'll be sitting with you in the audience, and the students are running the front of house, they're selling tickets, running all the tech, they're running the lights, the sound, they're stage managing, they're running things backstage. They're in fact the ones that are putting out fires, and I sit with the audience and watch the show, which is amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. It's a testament to the strength of the students and their dedication to the arts that they are interested enough to come in and learn every aspect of it. And that's been every show I've done here. Every show I've done since 99 has been run by the students.
You mentioned the word dedication, and I would like to hear from the kids. Just the level of time commitment. How many hours do you put into one production, and what do your days look like as it's leading up to the opening day?
Practice-wise, at school, we're here until the end of the bell. But I sit there for at least an hour and a half and run through lines myself, or I'll ask, like, a family member to help me read lines just so I have them memorized, because this is mainly the case, but you have to memorize the line before yours as well to be able to get, like, timing and everything, so it's a little tricky. And then stage tech week, we're here for a few hours after school. It's a lot of time and a lot of you have to be able to, like, really want to do it. And it has to be something you love, or else it's not fun for anyone else either.
For me, I do a lot of other stuff as well, including choir and cheer, which also take a lot of time. For theater, it's a lot of just lines throughout the day. I'll just find some way to go over them, just like say them out loud and think about how I want to interpret that. For when I do come into class and we rehearse, then I know what I want to do. Again, it does take a lot of time, but I really enjoy theater and it just has a special place in my heart.
What would you say is kind of the most valuable that you get out of being a part of this program?
Well, I enjoy like the feeling of being proud of myself and like seeing everyone's faces after they watch it. But I think my favorite part is there's always a little bit of something in anything you play that someone can relate to. And I think talking to people after shows and they're like, wow, that was really great. I felt that, like it, a sense of accomplishment.
And I know, Mr. Long, we've had a lot of students come out of Placer High that continue to pursue it in arts, and maybe it's their local theaters. We have some success stories of people on Broadway. What would you say to that student that's coming into Placer High School, why it's important for them to get involved?
I would say it's important to get involved in whatever your interests are, not just theater, of course. We have amazing sports programs here. Our art department is off the charts, so we have a lot of great opportunities here in the whole district. My hope is that we have something for everyone. Oftentimes in theater and maybe sometimes even on the tech side, the kids who don't quite have some place where they fit in tend to come over to theater and the arts, which is really cool. It's a little bit of the island of misfit toys in the best possible way. I mean, that's me. That's my story in high school as well. So yes, I would say, even though it's not going to be Jason Korn for everyone, they're not all going to be in Purple Rain on Broadway, but he is, and that's an amazing thing, right? So we have these stories from the very top of theater, and we also have stories of students who have left and have started small theater companies in little towns across America where they join friends after college and put together a community theater, which is just as important. We're spreading the love of the arts through the arts. I hope I continue to get the numbers that I've been fortunate enough to have for all these years.
So we do have a spring show coming up. Can you give us a name and little backstory, and when is that going to happen?
Absolutely. The spring show at Plaster High School is called Deadline. It is a murder mystery comedy written by Don Zelaitis. And we've done a few of Mr. Zelaitis' shows in the past. They're always hilarious. This one is no exception. It's a zany, Clue-like play, sort of akin to a show like Clue. The show dates are May 1st, 2nd, 8th, and 9th. Shows are at 7:30. We open the doors at 7. Tickets are already on sale. We have a ticket link on our website, which is plasterdrama.org. I think also one on the front page of Plaster High's website. $10 for students, and then general admission.
Well, we've just had another actor show up. Seamus, go ahead and introduce yourself, how many years you've been in drama, and what your favorite play is if you're multi-year.
My name is Seamus. I've been in drama all 4 years. It's been a pretty incredible experience. So far, I think this has been my favorite show to work on. Either this or Mean Girls. Mean Girls was so fun. I just love all the people, the cast, the crew. It's really awesome. We have an amazing drama teacher here.
Can you three go through and just give us, what are your plans when you graduate? Or I know we're not all seniors, but what do you think maybe your plans are once you graduate?
I've been accepted to UC Santa Cruz, and I'm going to go do computer science, and hopefully I can still pursue some theater stuff.
I'm planning on attending ARC American River College for theater, and also major in social work as well. I've also applied to California State Summer School of the Arts. Hopefully that comes in. Anything pursuing acting and social.
I'm a junior, but my plan for after high school is to go to the Air Force Academy and to pursue something in computer science or aerospace, which has nothing to do with theater, but the Air Force Academy does offer a lot of performing arts, so I think I do want to continue that there.
Great job, you guys. Looking forward to seeing the show in the spring.
One of the things I really enjoy is getting a chance this year to go on the campuses, talk to our amazing staff, but also our students, our top-notch kids, and just to listen to what their interests are, why they do what they do, their plans after high school. It really is empowering, makes me feel good about the district, and today was obviously no exception. What a great conversation.
Yeah, the number of students that are involved in extracurricular and co-curricular activities on our campuses, athletics, music, performing arts, Model UN at Colfax, lots of activities that our students are part of. But the performance side that we got to see with Placer, I was just impressed by our students' involvement, whether they are pursuing a professional career or, as we heard from some of our students, it was an opportunity for them to get out of their shell and learn a little bit about themselves and perform in a lot of people. Makes me a little nervous to say that that's going to be your introduction to be not being shy anymore, but kudos to those kids.
Totally agree. And also just the fact that these students that we spoke with, this wasn't the only thing they do at Placer High School. And I know this is true for all of our sites. And then this is just another one of the many opportunities we provide for our students that give them, you know, an attachment to the school, a sense of belonging, a crew that they can gravitate to when on the campus. And I know it's our goal here to continue to provide all those opportunities. And again, like I said earlier, I'm looking forward to the performances that the spring is going to bring.
Yeah, Delaware High School is going to be offering Legally Blonde, and Colfax High School is going to be doing Footloose. Those are fun productions, and I'm looking forward to go watch those performances at each of those schools.
And I would urge all of you out there to please, please, please attend. These kids and our staff, they work very hard to put on a top-notch Broadway-style experience. So please get out, support our kids, support our staff. They do a ton of work. They deserve it as much as Friday Night Lights and everything else. It's 2 to 3 to 4 performances a semester, so if you can free up some time, please, please check them out.
Sport, extracurricular activities, drama, band, all of our staff that is involved for our students and our students performing for our communities, it really demonstrates that PUHSD is here for our students, because that's the point.